Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode number 102. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, I'm going to ask you first. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm surviving.
Surviving? That's it?
Hanging in there. Yeah, right. Survival mode.
Some days it has to be just that, right? Survival. It's all about survival. Right. I hear you.
Well, if the aliens attack, it's going to be survival.
I have Kung Fu action grip going, ready.
You got something going on.
I do, yeah. A lot of nonsense.
But your week's okay? Going all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very weak.
I am weak. My week is going weekly. every week it goes weekly. That's not as funny as it sounded in my head. However, Jenna got a flat tire. We got through that, and dude had another seizure. So,
yeah, I hear that.
But he's right as rain now. So the doctors or the vet wants us to keep a close eye on him, and could be something that he's on or something he's in. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we're just keeping a close eye on him. So he's a sweetheart, but it's scary to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. I told the kids, it's the pups, then them.
That's how Jenna told me.
Why are the pups higher? Because they don't talk back.
They kind of do sometimes. Maggie does, but she's a female.
Jenna made that very clear this morning. I came back. I was about halfway to work. Harrison calls me. I hear Jenna screaming in the background. The kid's crying. Harrison's like, I think you should come back. He's like, he's 15. He thinks
scary.
He could be the man of the house. And he's like, Dad, please come back. So I came back, and Jenna's like, oh, you didn't have to come back. But I'm like, you were screaming bloody murder in the background. And she said later, she's like, I'm really sorry I overreacted, but he's my baby. You don't understand how I feel about him. I'm like, I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
I know. I rank several ticks below.
Yeah, no, I get it.
We're not even on the board.
All right, exactly, yeah.
Olivia and Elijah could be bleeding out, and Maggie or Fenway.
Put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. Maggie like jump off the couch. Maybe her flesh wound. Oh, no. You know, I go over there. And, Nate, how are you doing? How's your week going?
I am doing excellent.
Ooh, excellent.
Excellente.
I like to hear that.
Maybe a lie. I don't know.
He looks happy.
Hey, put your head down and tromp through it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Survive.
No, I have to laugh because things are getting very, what's the word?
You can talk about the aliens again.
No.
Work. Like
it's work.
Oh, work. Okay.
Yeah, everybody's getting immature and stupid with stuff. So only thing I can do is laugh. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Or you can say neener, neener, neener.
I always say I'm going to laugh because if not, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say cry.
Not going to cry.
Nah, just everybody's being childish.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting to that point of the project.
When last week that you said you guys had to do their or something. I can't remember exactly what
you
said.
Yeah, that's still going on.
Kind of holding on.
It's just everything is just ridiculous. And
you're like, you guys are grown men, supposed to be. Get it together. Yeah.
Well, I'll go ahead and put this out here because I'm pretty sure the carpenter foreman doesn't listen to us because he probably doesn't know anything about us.
He'll come across us tomorrow.
Shout out to that guy, right? Yeah.
What the
hell?
Anyhow, he came to us at lunch. He said, in the contract here says that there's supposed to be that's me.
That was definitely the date, gurgle.
That there's supposed to be a permanent tie-off point over by these double doors. And it's a double door that leads to nowhere, but it's so that you can hoist big things up onto the second floor at that point. So it's just an access door.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So when you open it to take trash or anything down or bring something up, you got to be tied off. And so since they found this statement in the contract of a permanent tie-off point, that it was under my company's responsibility to provide that, which it is. Mm. Yeah, that's part of our scope of work. But since it says that, so then he's like, well, then you guys need to hang temporary tie-off points. It's like, no, that's individual contractors. If you're going to use that door and access up here, get your own safety equipment.
Yeah.
We don't have to provide it. That's not us. Get your own. But we bit our tongues and we're like, okay, well, we'll be using them too. So fine, we'll put them up. But it's just little stupid things like that. Yeah, just, you know, you just have to laugh. You're like, whatever, dude.
Yeah. It's not, it doesn't even affect me, and I want to punch the guy.
Yeah.
Just for that, I don't like.
Well, it's just immature, nuts. You know? Yeah. It's like, come on, man. Yeah, I mean, you're fighting over nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, take care of your own.
He's just trying to be a butt.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, yeah, I get it.
Yep. And then one other thing that sort of teed me off this week. On Monday, we had to take down a plastic wall. So it's just Visqueen plastic. Mm. And so I asked him, he had room in his trip dumpster to take trash out. So, hey, man, it would be a problem if I just tossed this plastic in there. He's like, well, my superintendent said we're not cleaning up after anybody out here. If we have to provide our own fork truck and our own dumpster and blah, 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 blah. So I'd like to say yes, but no, you can't. I'm like, all right. So then I went over to our little dumpster, which is full of his trash.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm like, all right, I'll remember this, bud.
I thought you were going to take his trash out and throw it in.
That's what's going to happen next time.
Yeah, right?
If I go to our trip dumpster and it has any of his trash in it, I'm pulling it out, putting it in the middle of the walkway, and say, hey, come get your stuff. It's in our trash.
Right.
We're not cleaning up after you.
Yeah. I say the only way to fight childish behavior is to
be just as childish.
Say, people disagree with me, but not
lower yourself.
Oh,
I agree.
You know what?
I agree.
I can play any game you want to play.
Yeah,
I
let's
can be,
play. Let's play, man. You want to get stupid? Let's get stupid.
That's right. I'll get stupid up in here.
Up in here.
So yeah, it's been a good, just good week.
It sounds
just
like
have to
it.
Deal with I that mean, stuff.
Other know? Than that, it sounds great.
Yeah,
I would say yeah. Nate's having a great week.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, we'll
keep me on my toes. You know.
Let us know. We'll get a group of creepies and we'll take them out.
Get our bloody knuckles going.
Bloody knuckles. Brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles. And then we'll play bloody knuckles.
Yeah.
Be some real sound effects. In.
That's right.
Well,
yeah. Just
I
pettiness.
That's all it is. I understand.
That's the word I was looking for.
That's a good word. Pettiness.
Pettiness.
Like yeah. Tom Petty.
They're petty.
Tom Pettiness. Yeah, today is Wednesday, right? Yeah, I've had a
that's
great.
Right.
I've had a not a bad week, but today was really good. I had a really good.
Good.
Yeah, I good. Wasn't as tired, even though I have slept in three nights. But
oh no,
1:30. What was it, Sunday? Got to bed at 1:30, didn't fall asleep till 3:30. Got up at 6. Mm. Now I am able to go back to bed after I take Olivia and I go in later. But still, it's not. It's fine to sleep, but
it's
I wish it would be
interrupted sleep. Yeah.
Yeah,
went to bed Monday night 1:30, fell asleep though. But still, it's like 4.5 hours. And then last night, got to bed at like 11:45. And it took me a little while, but
I thought you were making up new times.
I was struggling. Yeah, well, I was just like, what? Yeah.
It's the Arabic clock.
That's right. No, I was just trying to figure out what time I said. That's what I'm saying. I can't even keep track. But other than that, it's a good work week. Just and good week. But
good.
And the weather's fantastic. A little
warm.
A little breezy. It's 63 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, it was nice last night. A little chilly, but and it rained. But we went to Metro Diner for Valentine's. I said, hey, let's do a family Valentine's dinner. So that was nice.
Nice. I made Omaha steaks.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Should have told us. I mean, yeah, that's a good week, though. I'm glad to record, though.
My gosh. I would say yes.
I missed the mic.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
His name's Mike, too. And you're
Mike. Mike and Mike and Mike.
We hope the creepies are doing well.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Happy belated Valentine's to you guys. We love you guys.
Right,
you know
we
that.
Do love you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Totally
appreciate you.
We do. We do. That's for sure. And we have a new little show flow. I changed up a little bit,
you
didn't
did,
I?
You did, yeah.
We're going to get right to the dad joke of the show.
Set the stage, that's right?
Quick. It's either going to set the... Yeah, it's going to set the stage, all right.
Boo!
I figure we just can't get any worse, right? Okay, here it is, the dad joke of the show. Let me roll up my sleeves. So, my grandpa would always tell me that when he was growing up, his mother would give him $1 and send him to the store. He'd come back with 2 loaves of bread, 1/2 gallon of milk, 1 carton of eggs, and 1 pound of pork. He says you can't do that nowadays. Why? Because there are too many security cameras.
Jeez.
Hey.
That's funny, though.
That's a true story.
Heck, yeah.
Can't do that these days, Nate.
No.
So don't try, right?
Gramp says too many security cameras, and that is your dad joke of the show, and you're welcome.
Oh, thank you. We were supposed to say thank you, right?
I beat you to it. I know you're welcome. You don't have to say. Creepies, you're welcome, too. I can hear them. You hear that? They're laughing.
Hear that. So sound of silence.
That's right. So, yeah, sound of something.
Crickets.
Hey, why don't you do the first announcements, Mr. I think Sean?
I think it's time for that, right?
It is time.
The first part of the announcements, we are always telling you this, but we want to say hammer this home every time, that we're having fun, we're having guy time, we talk about the creepy stuff, paranormal, unexplained, but the most important thing we can do here is build a community based on mental health and getting help and making sure that we're all taking care of each other and ourselves. So for any type of crisis you have, or crisis, right? We haven't figured that one out yet. Call or text the number 988. You can also text home to 741-741. Don't be afraid to get help by going to counseling. Make sure you find one that you're comfortable with, and it may take more than one to find the right fit. So
amen.
Take your time, right? And that's part of taking good care of yourself, is making sure that you're finding somebody that can listen to you, mm-hmm. and that you feel comfortable with. Also, bullying, I'm going to say that as clearly as I can with my lazy mouth, my marble mouth. Visit stopbullying.gov for a way to get help with bullying.
Because mm-hmm.
that is important. It's true.
And how, as they used to say on the Little Rascals.
And how. That's right.
Yeah, do what you need to do, creepies, to get yourself healthy and... let's talk to professional counseling, or and definitely reach out to the group. Reach out to us if you need, you know, and that's what we're here for, right?
It makes me think of Darla, since you made that reference.
Oh yeah.
Darla.
Oh. You know, saw her on a video. She was like in her 60s. I'm like, she was lovely then. I mean, she was always a pretty
sweet
lady.
Yeah.
Yep.
And shout out to poor Raquel Welch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Passed away. 82, though. That's up there. She sweet lived a good heart. Life. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
She's famous for that poster in the, I can't remember what the movie was. It's like the caveman outfit. And Dufresne in Shawshank.
Very.
It's kind of like that, and it's kind of like the Farrah Fawcett poster. Those were very, very
iconic.
Famous. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, she was a pretty lady. 82. So, thank you for that, though, Sean. By the
no
way,
no problem at all.
And we have a few. We don't have really shout outs, but we do have some special announcements.
Just
as
shout
well.
It.
It's shout 1 million oh, years BC.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was like, man, we cannot let that one go.
Yep. No. Yeah. So these special announcements, we have a sponsor, a new sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
The sponsors are Scott and Corey Steenburgen. They are a husband and wife team,
mm-hmm.
and they own Greenwood Happy Haunts, and I am excited about this because I've always wondered, why can't anyone open up a Halloween store year round?
We've talked about that. Well, that and haunted houses.
They
right?
did it.
God provides. Name. God provides. Here
asking
is
ye
Scott
shall
and
receive,
Corey.
Right?
So, yeah, and it's in Greenwood. Awesome. Let me get the address. Anyway, they are sponsoring this. They are also paranormal investigators, ghost hunters. Their Facebook page is PPFI. PPFI. Their Facebook page. You can go to Greenwood Happy Haunts and find them. They have an awesome video, what, 15, 16 minutes long?
Oh, yeah.
It does like a tour of the store.
It's wild, too. It's awesome. That PPFI is Past, Present, Future Investigations,
yes.
which I like that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's an awesome store. Nate, did you get a chance to see that video?
No.
He wants to go in person.
But yeah.
Oh, I do, too.
I'm totally down
trust
checking
me.
It out.
Yeah. So let me read this to you. Yeah, so Scott and Corey are a husband and wife team who turned their love and passion for Halloween and fall into a year-round store. Handmade and customized items such as signs, glassware, and props. They have a lot of animatronic. One-of-a-kinds and secondhand finds. I like that. They are located at 248 Market Plaza in downtown Greenwood. And, again, you can find them on Facebook at Greenwood Happy Haunts and then the PPFI, like you mm-hmm. said, on Facebook for their investigations. Yeah, it's a year-round Halloween and fall store, and it's freaking awesome. And her husband, I know she does like a lot of the drawing, the painting and things, and he does a lot of the, he's a craftsman, so he does a lot of the woodworking and stuff. And
which is cool. Make the haunted houses, props. Coffins, you know.
Oh, yeah, they have a hearse. They have a huge hearse.
Oh, that is cool, wow. Yeah. They have Wolfie. You're talking about animatronics.
Oh, yeah,
The big wolf, the werewolf that greets you when you come in.
I mean, they have cups and glasses, and they even have a few masks, but they got all kinds of cool stuff. And they've got, like, the horror things with the horror characters, you know, the mm-hmm. Michael Myers and Freddy and all that. Oh, yeah. So check their store out. It's, I can't wait to go there in person, but very sweet and nice of Scott and Corey to sponsor.
Looking forward to a relationship with them, a friendship. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool.
Yeah. And we've been discussing with them, and they said anytime is we might do an on-location at their store. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Or have them on, or have them, you know, talk about their investigation.
They are coming on. We just got to work out a time.
Right.
So, yeah, she'll get
back
with me.
I'll let the cat out of the bag tonight.
That's all right. That's all right. No, they are going to be on as a guest, and because they are investigators as well. So they'll have some. She said they have
that's
some ghost
super
stories.
Cool.
I know. So they own a Halloween store year-round, and they're investigators, again, making us look like slackers.
Well, and they are really close. Here. I used to live not too far from here, Southport and 65. We lived over, but this is by Giacomo's Pizza. So we can have some Giacomo's Pizza, hang out with them. It's great.
Yep. So go check out Scott and Corey Steenburgen at Greenwood Happy Haunts. So,
thank you guys, by the way.
Yes, thank you. And what they're sponsoring is we are going to talk about our Mako live show. It is Mako Presents Keeping It Creepy 2023. It will be on Saturday, October 7th. Time is from 5 to 9. Joining us will be special guest paranormal investigator Aaron Egnatz and paranormal author Micah Campbell. Both of them have been on our show a couple of times. The live show will be at the Ellis Park train station in Danville, Indiana. Danville's 35-40 minutes west of Indianapolis. Tickets are on sale as we speak. They are only $15. They can be purchased on the Eventbrite website. We post links on Instagram and Facebook. So just click on that. It'll take you directly to the Eventbrite Mako site. There will be food, drinks for sale. We're going to sell merch. I know Aaron and Michael bring their merch. We'll all try to give some fun prizes away. And you're obviously able to meet us and Micah and Aaron. Take pictures if you want. And it is going to be a blast. And if you want to see a show, we've got some fun stuff planned. We're going to have cool lights and music and lasers. And
freaking lasers?
No bombs. No smoke bombs. They said that's not allowed.
Sharks with freaking laser beams.
Sharks with freaking lasers. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to have some good food, drinks, and some snacks. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
It'll be really fun. So I have to tell something funny. Watching the Mako, somebody told me at a basketball game this week that he said, I thought you had the sponsor of Mako Auto Parts.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've been just like awed by you guys having that as a sponsor. And then I realized that was the same. And I go, yeah, we could have some legal trouble here one of these days, but we're not worried about it.
that is funny.
I said, we need to link up with them now so that they can. Yeah exactly. Yeah. It'd be a great sponsor.
Mako, can you sponsor Mako?
If you hear us out there, Mako.
Well, we don't end it with auto parts.
Auto parts.
Oops. That's right. Just great. Now we're sued.
Now we're sued.
And there goes our show. So please come out and see us. It's a few months away, but hey, get your tickets now. There are 48 tickets available to purchase. So we're hoping they go fast, but, you know, hey, we'll see. Also, we will be a part of the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show at the Boone County Jail Distillery in Lebanon, Indiana.
Nice.
It's north of Indianapolis. We will be with the host show, Hillbilly Horror Stories, along with the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. The time of that show is 6 to 10. Tickets are still on sale for $25. You can go to the Hillbilly Horror Stories website or the Eventbrite website. And tickets are limited. Jerry still thinks it's going to be sold out, so go get you some. Don't miss out.
That's right.
You can possibly sit in a jail cell watching us.
Get your just desserts.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And last, nope, not last, I'm jumping ahead of myself. We are going to be, it's coming up soon. We'll be at the Indiana State Sanatorium for an on-location, and we'll be doing some episode recording while all the festivities is going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, self-guided tours, investigations.
We have people already coming out to see us, hang out with us. People
tickets
are interested.
Tickets are only $25. So hours are from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So, so we'll do our recording. We'll set up around the time that we can, which about 10 a.m., and we'll do some fun recording. Come out, check us out. We'll have some giveaways, and then we're going to do an investigation. So we got to get our
tickets
out of the way.
That's right. I know.
We still got to buy our tickets.
Yeah. Like, hello.
Right. So yeah, come out and check out the Indiana State Sanatorium. And I will promise you, we will promise you, you will not regret it because it's a crazy place. Mm-hmm.
It's really it's cool. Fun. Bring flashlights.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, it's hard to describe. So just come out and check it out and you will be like, okay, what's going on here?
Right.
Lots of decades going on that's just stopped. And yeah. So that's going to be coming up. So what was it? What did I say? April 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then lastly, I need to say this because it's not, I mean, it's not upsetting me or making me mad, but I just want people to know. To anyone who sends us a request to join our Facebook group, please answer the three simple questions so we know that you are serious and actually interested in joining the group. So currently we have three people who requested but have not answered the questions, so we cannot approve you. So if you are one of them or anybody in the future, you want to join the Facebook group, just answer three little questions, request, and then we will check you out and then hopefully approve you. So anyway, don't leave it hanging because there are right now there's three.
We're like the bouncers, right?
Well, it's just we had
trying to weed out.
Well, we've had
and how bad
we've had in a situation.
We've had some issues with some people, so
they get on there and all they want to do is sell something, or they don't have any interest in being part of the group for what it's for. So yeah, so answer the three questions so we can approve you. So
then we can call you a creepy,
and you can be
an official creepy.
An official creepy because maybe you're creepy already. But you're not creepy. So you could be creepy, but not a creepy. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect
sense. Am I making sense, Nate?
To the three of us, it makes perfect sense.
Because right now, you could be creepy. I don't know you. I'm not trying to judge. But we want you to be.
I do make. It does
creepy,
make sense.
Right? We want you to be a creepy of Mako.
That's right.
So a Mako creepy. There's nothing creepier than a
than
Mako,
a Mako creepy.
Creepy. Yeah. So anyway, I had to say that. So now, thank you again to Scott and Corey for sponsoring that. Mm-hmm. Greenwood Happy Haunts. Go check them out. And now, Sean.
Yes.
What is the episode about?
Well, first of all, it's your pick. I wanted to get that out
thank
there
you.
Right
thank
now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all night. So
don't
Todd's
forget to tip the waitress.
Todd's pick, right?
Yep. What are we going to talk?
Yeah. We're going to talk about our neighbor to the east, Ohio, and it is the Ohio State Reformatory.
O's dun, on dun, the dun, end. Dun. What's high, that? O's on the end, oh, high in the middle.
High in the middle. That's O. Ohio. It's a cereal. No. Sorry. I don't know why I said that. But the old marketing plan in my head. So the Ohio State Reformatory, also known as Mansfield Reformatory. Mm-hmm. It is in Mansfield. Mm-hmm. My boss today, who's from Ohio, he's a Buckeye. And I said, we're going to talk
that's
about.
That's too bad. But sorry.
I know. No, yeah. Bad. Poor Bill. But I said to him, I'm sitting there excited to tell him about this place and ask him. And I couldn't remember Mansfield. I was like thinking Manchester, and I was like, it's close to Columbus. And he's like, Sean, what are you talking about? And I was like, it's the place. And I go, it's Mansfield. And he goes, oh, Spooky Town. So I was like, oh, see, people from Ohio know. But he had heard about this place, and he was like, oh, they do haunted attractions, all that stuff. But it's just funny that I was like, blank. I told him, I said, I promise not to blank on the name when I actually talk about it. Is a historic prison located in Mansfield, Ohio, in the United States. United States, right? It was built between 1886 and 1910 and remained in operation until 1990, when a United States federal court ruling the Boyd Consent Decree ordered the facility to be closed. While this facility was seen in a number of films, including several while the facility was still in operation. I don't know if we want to mention it until we do the talk.
We'll wait.
We'll keep you guessing. You can guess, though. But so when it was used for those movie scenes, I'm going to probably. Oh, here. We've already kind of touched on this. But the Ohio State Reformatory is currently open to tourists 4 days a week from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. from April 1st to September 2nd. There are also tours on weekends from February 2nd to March 31st and holiday tours on the weekends, November 23rd to December 23rd. I think this is like November 23rd to December 23rd. Excuse me. That is the most detailed I've seen on Wikipedia. This is Wikipedia.
I'm all confused.
That's why they have to say United States, right?
I guess.
I don't know why. For real, but.
So what I'm going to ask you two guys, what when you saw the pictures, what comes to mind? Like, what did you think?
Arkham Asylum.
Like, yeah.
Gothic.
I mean, there's certain parts of the building that are sort of ran down, but it's still a very beautiful,
striking, right?
Building.
What's funny is somebody, one of the articles I read, they said it resembles Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
And yeah.
I didn't know anything about it.
But it's intimidating. Like it's, it's cool. Yeah. Well, awesome. Huge.
Looking at the, like a overall picture of the front, it sort of brings me back. Like when we went to Biltmore
estates. Yeah, right. That's a good point, yeah.
Sort of the same.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Awe-aspiring
yeah.
building.
Right. I mean, I've seen this a while back, but I was like, holy cow. Because when I first heard of the Ohio Reformatory, State Reformatory, yeah, I saw the pictures. I'm like, goodness sakes, it's monstrous.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's got, and they built it that specific way. It's not like, oh, okay, it turned out this way. They, I mean, with the purpose of making, when you go there as an inmate, you're like, holy cow, I'm in the big house.
It's meant to intimidate.
It's meant
you.
To intimidate. Yeah. Now, actually, though, they always have good intentions, and then it kind of falls apart. They they thought they could truly reform.
Reform, yeah.
Was, you know, and to put these guys back out in society, and then it
backfired?
After a while.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, some of the stories. Woo.
Yeah. So, and of course, obviously, we have tons of different stories. But yeah, you want to tell, go ahead and tell the creepies what film is. Was used.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, great movie.
Oh, awesome. My gosh.
Fantastic. Yeah. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Great actors, great story.
Andy
Dufresne and Mikhail Welch.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
That's
right.
Poster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you said there was other ones?
Air Force One, I think, was
Air Force One.
Part of it.
I've seen that movie, but yeah. I can't even picture the scenes or whatever. I can't picture the prison.
The films and television. So the Ohio
you got the list. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Ohio State Reformatory facility has been used as a location for many film and television productions, best known for its appearance as Shawshank State Prison in the 1994 Shawshank Redemption. Harry and Walter go to New York in 1975. Hmm. They spent some time behind bars, so they use that as a penitentiary. Tango and Cash, 1989, right? Shawshank Redemption again. My gosh, Air Force One, like Nate said.
Oh, good job, Nate.
Prison was used for scenes of Russian prisoner for General Ivan Radek. Godsmack, Awake, with a music video in 2000. Marilyn Manson promotional photography in 1996. I guess what was it? Frontman Brian Hugh Warner grew up in Canton, Ohio. So, Ohio State Reformatory has been the subject of numerous paranormal investigation shows, including the Fox Family Channel's Scariest Stories on Earth and The Scariest Places on Earth. Travel Channel did a tourism documentary on the OSR. That's the Ohio State Reformatory,
thank
for
you.
Those of you
thank
don't
you.
Know. The Travel Channel, yeah, we can all figure that out, right? The Travel Channel's television show Destination Fear filmed on location for the fourth episode of the third season. In 2005, the Atlantic Paranormal Society, TAPS, investigated the facility for the Sci-Fi Channel's TV series Ghost Hunters. 2004, Lil Wayne featured this prison in his video for the song Go DJ.
Oh, boy.
So it goes on and on and on. Fallen Angels, WWE shot a promotional poster featuring Triple H for their 2008 Judgment Day in that facility. Ghost Adventures, of course, Ghost Hunters Academy.
Yeah.
It goes on and on. My gosh, there's a ton. National Geographic channels used them. Ghost Asylums. Oh, man, it's a long one. I mean, that's,
I think I got it.
Did you? Escape Plan.
Did you mention that
Sylvester Stallone?
This was a former training grounds for Civil War soldiers?
No, we haven't.
No, that was.
That.
Nope. Okay.
No.
No.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, just the grounds that it was built on. It was
a training.
A former camp. I'm going to butcher this because it's very weird spelling. Mordechai Bartley.
Sounds right.
That's what they call it, I guess. But yeah, it's where they trained for the Civil War.
Yeah, it's old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was built. Did you say that, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1890.
I think I said the year, but yeah.
1886 is when the camp was there.
Yeah,
evidently.
Yeah, opened as a reformatory in 1896.
Mm-hmm.
Following 10 years of construction. That's a lot of years. And it's huge, so it's not surprising. In the 70s, that's when the prison had become a maximum security facility. But those held here, spending most of their days in cells as small as eight by five feet. Not very big. Inmates ultimately sued because of the poor living conditions and won by December 31st, 1990. The last prisoners were transferred to a different facility, and the reformatory closed its doors. This guy says the building sat empty for several years, although it was famously used as a backdrop for, again, Shawshank. Says that the Mansfield Reformatory Preservation Society purchased the property for $1.
Wow.
Yeah. The organization began restoring the prison, right? Mm-hmm, and opened it to the public for tours and paranormal investigations as a way to raise money for ongoing restoration efforts. Now here is the quote from Greg Feketik. Sorry, Greg. It seems that certain buildings are always haunted. Prisons, hospitals, schools, and theaters, says Greg. He is the lead paranormal investigator at the Ohio State Reformatory. He says there is a lot of energy and a lot of emotion in those places, and there are people who believe that the energy will stay there or people will not leave there after they pass on. He says that shadowy figures have been seen roaming the building and peeking around corners and out of cells. The sound of chains dropping to the floor, growling. It's always good. Footsteps and church bells have all been heard in specific areas of the prison, while other reports detail phantom smells, disembodied voices, and balls of light.
Whoa.
Wow.
Growling, they say. Okay. Growling. Not good.
I have a little story about some of the energy, how it got there.
All right. We're ready.
By the 1960s, the reformatory was getting crowded, and overpopulation breeds conflict and disease.
Oh.
At times, guards were even forced to double the occupancy in death row cells, which in at least one instance resulted in an inmate's death. During morning checks, guards noticed a prisoner missing from one of the cells. Upon inspection, the prisoner's body was found broken and stuffed beneath the bunk.
Oh. Man. Nobody will know.
Instances like this one forced Ohio State Reformatory to close its doors in 1972.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Wow. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Man. 19. Oh, hey, I was a year old. Just a little
baby. Baby Todd.
Little baby. My golden fleece. Oh, no. Never mind.
All right.
Something fleece.
It says the original architect, we're talking about kind of the design of it, was Levi T. Scottsfield from Cleveland, who used three architectural, if I can say it, styles, Victorian, Gothic, Richardsonian, Romanesque, and Queen Anne. Schofield designed the reformatory with these unique styles to help encourage inmates to become reborn back to their spiritual lives. The creation and construction of the entire building was entrusted to the well-known architect, F.F. Schnitzer, whose name...
What is it? Schnitzer?
Whose name also appears on the cornerstone and is recorded as superintendent and supervising architect on documents found there. In 1891, the name was changed from Intermediate Penitentiary to Ohio State Reformatory.
Hmm.
It said they had when they opened in 1896, on September 15th, 1896, the reformatory opened its doors to its first 150 offenders. These prisoners were bought by train from Columbus and put immediately to work on the prison sewer system. Ugh. Welcome. Right. Take care of the sewer. Yeah,
welcome to prison.
And the 25-foot stone wall surrounding the complex. Schnitzer was presented with silver double inkwell by the governor of the state in a lavish ceremony to thank him for his services. So, it's wild.
That was 150 prisoners, you said?
It was 150 offenders, yeah. Okay. That was the first prisoners. There was a group of 150 from Columbus.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to prison. I'll work on that sewage.
Oh.
Hey.
And the wall.
Yeah. You want to know a little bit more on the violent past?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What do you got?
While the prisons... day-to-day operations were enough to cast a shadow over the site. There were certain events guaranteed to cause a spike in the Ohio State's paranormal activity. In the late 1930s, a riot broke out in the east cell block. The guards condemned 120 rioters to share 12 solitary confinement cells for 1 week without food or water. The punishment drove many... to the brink of madness and death.
Oh, I bet.
During its 94 years as a working prison, 154,000 inmates passed through the gates of the Ohio State Reformatory. Many died of diseases like influenza and tuberculosis. Some went mad. Others hung themselves.
Oh.
And at least one inmate lit himself on fire. Just outside the reformatory, standing 215 numbered graves, a vivid testament to the harsh reality of prison life.
Lit himself on fire.
He was serious.
He was lit. That's horrible, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to the disease. I can believe that. Mm-hmm. Horrid conditions.
Can you imagine 120 people smushed into 12 solitary confinement
cells? No, that would be a mess.
Standing room only.
Like, I got to pee. Just go.
Oh,
everybody.
It's warm.
It's a mess. Yeah, I know it is. Oh. Anybody else feel that?
That is bad.
It is disgusting, but that's...
And that is a lot of...
Humans all smushed together. 154,000.
That's a lot of prisoners coming through the doors. I mean, it was open forever, so I mean, I'm just like, man, 154,000.
Almost 100 years.
Yeah, right.
It says, the paranormal activity, the ghosts of these violent and maltreated men are not easily silenced. Visitors and tour guides have been pushed and punched by unseen forces. As with other haunted locations, many claim to feel an inexplicable chill while on prison grounds. Additionally, witnesses have heard cell doors slam, seen dark apparitions. Even the road leading to the Ohio State Reformatory seems haunted. Local legend suggests it is the ghost of Phoebe Wise, a notorious Mansfield hermit and eccentric.
Was he a Jedi?
He might be. He might have been.
What was his name again?
Phoebe Wise.
Phoebe Wise.
Phoebe Wise.
That's a heck of a name.
Yeah.
Should have named Elijah Phoebe.
Comic character, right?
Phoebe Hedges.
Definitely Hollywood sound to it.
Yeah. Were you done with that story?
I'm done.
I'm done. I want to cut you off. Cincinnati.com says that you might know this name. Travel Channel's the series Portals to Hell, Jack Osborne, the son of the great Ozzy Osborne.
Ozzy.
I have not seen any of his shows. I heard they're awesome, though.
I've watched a few of them. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
He does a good job.
Says, Jack Osborne and Katrina Weidman investigate the malevolent spirits haunting the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield. They dive deep into the abandoned prison's sordid past and gain exclusive access to the paranormal hotspots. Says that some of the most haunted areas of the prison include solitary confinement, which I would imagine, also known as the hole, and the east and west cell blocks, according to the Mansfield Reformatory Preservation. Solitary confinement, the society says, solitary confinement was the prison inside the prison. I guess there was a guard killed in solitary back in 1932 that still does his rounds. He's been known to jab people with his nightstick and push guests. The third floors of the administration wings are known for shadows and footsteps. It says the activity is always changing, according to Destination Mansfield.
Shoo.
Can you imagine getting... I'm not done. And it says all around the building, different activity happens in all the areas. It says footsteps are very common. Shadow people are seen. Audible voices and whispers are common. Physical interactions like being touched, hair pulled, being grabbed, and scratched happen often. Can you imagine having a what feels like a nightstick jabbing you?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
Better be a nightstick, right?
Yeah. Okay, keep it clean.
Sorry.
Come on now.
I just can't help myself sometimes.
You can't.
I'm reading. This is very interesting. Sorry, I know.
Middle school and creeped out.
Sean. We're talking about being immature earlier. Let's.
No, not Sean.
Not me. This is really cool. You guys are going to like this. We're going to have to go do this sometime. I know we say that about a lot of these places, but...
Wait a minute. Put this on the list. I have to officially say it.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to put this on the list, but we're also going to put this on the list. Sorry. It'll make sense in a second. The United States prison system is in disarray. The worst inmates all over the United States have escaped their respective institutions, looking for a new place to call home. After numerous murder sprees, and in some cases, clown sightings across the nation, these psychopaths have found the destination they were looking for in Mansfield, Ohio. The Ohio State Reformatory, once known for filming movies and music videos, these crazed inmates have taken over and named it Blood Prison.
Ooh.
Love it. The authorities do not dare go after them, as they are extremely psychotic inmates. They have the Ohio State Reformatory locked down, but every Halloween they open up the gates and dare anyone to try and make it through the once famous prison. Do you have what it takes to escape from Blood Prison? It says what to expect. The most deranged inmates have escaped from maximum security prisons across the nation and claimed the Ohio State Reformatory as their new hideout. What goes on inside, it's hard to tell. After one too many unsolved murder cases and creepy clown sightings, the authorities have left these psychopaths to themselves. But every Halloween, gates open in this hideout from hell, Blood Prison. So it says, enter if you dare. Know that unsuccessful jailbreaks will cost you far more than the admission price. So it gives the hours of operation, all that kind of stuff. So isn't that cool? But there's, it gives you an idea that, I don't know. It's like, do they just keep you there? Like if you can't make it through, it's like that one.
I don't think that's allowed.
Well, what is that one haunted house that if you make it through, you can get $20,000 or something or other, but they can be physically.
That's the one.
Yeah. That's not this one.
Yeah. Jerry had that guy on, McCabe Manor. So it's something, Manor.
Something like that. Yeah.
McCamey.
Where is it at though? I don't remember where it's at.
He's got a few. I think he's kind of moving around because people try to kick him out. They don't want that in their town or city. So he's been in Tennessee, LA.
He moves around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. McCamey. I think it's McCamey Manor. And he was actually a good guest. He's like, hey, you're signing up. They make you, you sign a waiver. They interview you.
And nobody's ever been able to do it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And some people go, oh, it's not as bad. And some people are like, oh, my gosh. They short of, killing me. But they use real blood. And, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that. But it messes with you. And they kidnap you. And then it's pretty much torture.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds intense. Sounds fun.
It's cool that they have other events too. It's neat that they actually keep this kind of going, and it's an active spot, not just for people coming in to investigate, but says the Ohio State Reformatory currently hosts several different events throughout the year. One of the most popular being the Ink Carnation Music and Tattoo Festival, which is a 3-day rock band show in mid-July. A few other events include the Shawshank Hustle, a 7K running race that goes past 5 film locations of the Shawshank Redemption Murder Mystery Dinner Theater, which is a written and acted out by the Mansfield Playhouse. Mansfield Mayhem, a photography event hosted by the Professional Photographers of Ohio, and the Pour One Nine Beer Fest, which features over 25 brews and wines, as well as live artists and food. And then, of course, the haunted house that we just talked about.
You would have to have something like that all the time. You'd have to have some type of function, whether it's during the Halloween season, do a haunted house. And then,
to make up for that dollar that they had to spend?
Yeah, no kidding. No, but you'd have to, because the place is just going to keep getting run down. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Weather, and it's huge.
So I think it's kind of cool. And let people experience this mm-hmm. cool place, it's kind of like what Waverly does, the haunted house. They do other stuff. Not too long ago, it was in the fall, they did car shows, car and truck shows.
Oh, that's cool.
The Waverly Hills. Mm. So that, yeah.
Erin's trying to start up another group for that too. Did you see that on Instagram? She said, who's ready to go back to Waverly? And I'm like, I have a couple things I need to take back.
Yeah, and I thought about that the other day.
She showed her ball, the ball rolling back and forth and then real fast. It was that video that she took.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes, you do.
That was almost a year ago that we went.
Was it?
Yeah, it was March.
Yeah, she's ready to go again.
Yeah, it was March.
That's right.
2022. Hmm. Yeah, I did not see that. Very cool place. Yeah, I definitely want to. That would be fun, though, to do the haunted, whatever they call it.
Blood Prison.
Blood Prison.
It is cool.
They have a few, the main areas for the paranormal activity. They have 8, the most haunted sites at the reformatory: the east wing, the first floor, toilet room, and east showers. Lately, this area has been pretty good for experiences and evidence. I was going to make a joke about the toilet room. So anyway, I'll move on. It says, rarely do we have a night where nobody experiences at least a few shadow people down there. On the third floor, in the middle admin wing. This is an area that gets to a lot of people. Shadow people, audible voices, footsteps, and the feeling of not being alone is the norm. They have the sub-basement. This area has produced some pretty wild experiences and evidence. This area was even avoided when the building was still in operation. The chapel, this area, this is number 5. This area has made many skeptics less skeptical. Lately, the ghosts have been getting rather grabby up there.
Ooh.
Number 4, the West Attic. Let's just say it's a very well-known paranormal celeb. They had an experience up there and refused to go back in. I'm not going to say who it was. I'll just say that he grabbed his scarf and walked out. So who could that have been? Who would have had a scarf? The admin basement is number 3. There seems to be 2 different entities down there. One's nice, while the other is not. Number 2, the east and west cell blocks. This person says, I've seen these areas bring grown men to their to tears. Many murders and suicides took place in these areas. And again, the number one, solitary confinement, a.k.a. the hole. This was the prison inside the prison, as they already said. Many men took their own lives while housed in this area. So there you go. There's kind of the top eight areas within the walls.
I got another story here. Says that, find my spot here. Okay. One of the bloodiest single incidents in the old prison's history occurred outside of its walls. July 1948, when the reformatory's farm boss and his wife and daughter were kidnapped and shot to death by two parolees bent on revenge. A 6-day manhunt for the so-called Mad Dog Killers ended in a shootout that left Robert Daniels of Columbus in custody and his partner, James West, dead. "I'll get the chair," Daniels told the police as he signed the confession. And on January 3rd, 1949, he did.
Oh, wow.
A year later, in the 1950 disaster, struck again. This time, here in the living quarters of the warden himself. The warden's wife, removing a jewelry box from a closet shelf, dislodged a pistol from its hiding place. When it hit the floor, the gun went off, inflicting a fatal wound. And within the decade, even more bad luck. The warden, hard at work in his office, suffered a heart attack and died. All this was nearly 40 years ago. And, yeah, sort of explains some of the voices that you hear on tours of the facility.
Well, the parolees, that's kind of bad, too. I mean, they just want to do revenge.
Yeah.
You know, where they had a chance to just go on.
Yeah.
But they wanted to...
They actually completed reformatory?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, sounds like it.
Apparently.
Good grief. I mean, that's horrible. And they're... Daughter, right? It was a daughter?
Yep. The farm boss, wife and
that's
daughter.
That's terrible. That is, yeah, that's pretty brutal.
So, yeah, you can tell why there's some evil spirits hanging about still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very angry. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. What you got, Sean?
It says, a dark entity lurks in the chair room. The chair room, named after the sole piece of furniture in it, holds a dark spirit within its walls. The chair can be used, or I'm sorry, they can be heard scraping around the floor when no one is in the room, and a paranormal hunter received scratches from the ghost as he sat in the chair. Supposedly, the ghost dislikes the chair being moved by human hands. Moving it to the center of the room makes him mad, and he will push it back to the same creepy corner that it sets in. That had it sat in for years.
There's your creepy corner.
Creepy corner. Corner.
I was like, wait, that sounds familiar.
It's fate.
Nate, are you doing that? Are you pushing?
I am.
He wants that creepy corner. Back on it. That's I like that. I got a few more paranormal stories here. This guy says, or woman says, I just got back from visiting Mansfield, and we had an experience in the cell marked with an X. Taken back to the cell block after a tour, nine of us had and the guide heard something in the hallway. The guide went silent, sounded like running, and she yelled out, "Running is not allowed," thinking it was a guest. Then she saw no one was missing. A distant cell door slammed. As we left, I noticed our guide looking scared and soaked with sweat. There's one. It says, pushed on the stairs. Gina says, our group was walking down metal stairs from the tower, my friend and I in the back with some high school students in front. I'm clumsy and held tight to my friend's hand and the railing. Someone slapped my back. I fell forward into my friend and over to the side of the railing, my arm clutched as my muscles pulled to a painful angle, then down to a knee. I quickly spun to face my attacker. No one was there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a Ouija board. Says, on my last visit to the Mansfield Reformatory, my camera and recorder picked up some tapping on the walls of a jail cell. My friend and I thought it was Morse code. My buddy was military and familiar with the code. He listened closely. He says it wasn't Morse. We thought it a code developed by prisoners to communicate without the guards knowing. The tapping noise was caught on a recorder just in that cell. No other time during our visit. I can see that. You know, they do that today. I mean, they have different ways to communicate.
Oh, yeah. Rap, tap, tapping and chamber
rap, tap, tap. Yeah. So
it says, who you were talking about, that Helen Gladke haunts the administration wing. As the story goes, Helen Gladke, wife of Warden Gladke, haunts the administration wing of the building. She was killed in 1950 when a gun fell onto the floor and left her with a fatal bullet wound. Now, rose-scented perfume wafts from a bathroom she once occupied. Cold spots are felt in the sealed hallways, and visitors' cameras cease to work until they leave the wing. Sometimes the voices of Helen and her husband can reportedly be heard in the area. They're busy.
Yeah. It's got a lot of great history, sad history, and a lot of paranormal activity.
It says the basement holds spirits, both young and old. The basement of the Mansfield Reformatory is one of the creepiest places in the building. The spirit of a fatally beaten 14-year-old boy appears down there alongside a prison guard with a malicious presence.
Oh,
gosh, I don't want to go down there.
Why is it fort? Well,
it's restricted area. Do not enter. That's because you get beat.
Yeah.
Wow.
14 years old. Gosh.
Yeah, I think it'd be wild to see shadow figures peeking out of the cells.
Remember, that's what they said at the Waverly, that we'd see, you know, shadow figures kind of
poking their heads out in the hallway.
It's like, yeah. Did you have something, Nate?
No.
Okay. Okay. this says, voices in the hole to terrify volunteers. It says, it embodied suffering for 100 years, 20 pitch black basement cells on the sunniest day. Inmates forced down on roach-infested floors, starved with small portions of bread and water, served every 3 days. No surprise, visitors entering the hole feel sick. Also chills and the uneasy sense someone is watching from an empty cell. A few have been glowing eyes. Ooh, they have me at glowing eyes. This one in the last door says, I worked in Mansfield last year and was assigned to the hole. Me and another girl in the empty space on opposite ends. We heard shuffling around in the hallway, thinking it was visitors who didn't know we were there. I looked over the other girl and smiled as if to say, let's scare them. She smiled back. We jumped out and screamed. The hallway was empty. The shuffling gone.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So I guess it backfired. That would be funny. Hey, let's get him. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, oops.
Nobody's there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Said there's activity in the graveyard and the chapel. So things move their own in the inmates' graveyard. The prison cemetery located near the building contains the bodies of at least 200 prisoners killed with the Mansfield Reformatory's walls, or within the walls. Mm-hmm. Some died of disease, others at the hands of prison guards, their fellow prisoners, or even their own hands. The cemetery is reportedly hard to photograph, as most cameras stop working once visitors set foot on its grounds, and small items like the metal grave markers move around on their own, probably under the power of unseen hands. And there's unseen hands that grab visitors in the chapel. The chapel, despite its designation as a holy place, is just as haunted as anywhere on the Mansfield Reformatory grounds. Spirits supposedly lurk throughout the space, showing up as ghostly orbs in photographs. When inside the chapel, one hears phantom voices while eerie unseen hands will grab at you as you attempt to walk out of the main room. Creepy looking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to check out these pictures if nothing else.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The creepies need to check them out. Yeah. Story after story.
There's activities in the stairs to the tower. They have unfriendly entities. The prison infirmary is filled with spirits. The Phoebe Wise talks about again. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's just so many there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like story after story.
It seems like, I'm not saying every single one, but it seems like a lot of it is, you know, a lot of pushing and grabbing, you know, I'm not saying they're trying to really hurt you, but a lot of,
physical contact.
Yeah, yeah, and just kind of like, hey, don't be grabbing me, don't be pushing me, you know, or like the old jailer poking you with a nightstick, you know.
Yeah,
and of course earlier we talked about they said they can hear growling and things like that. So it sounds like a lot of negative, you know. So yeah, and that's sad. That 14-year-old, that's terrible. I didn't know that. I didn't see that story. I'd definitely like to go check it out.
Do you remember that part in the Shawshank?
After all that, I want to go.
Yeah, I want to go too.
I can't wait.
Remember the Shawshank Redemption where He breaks into the warden's office, locks himself in there so he can play opera on the
over the intercom.
And over the intercom. Yeah. They said that's based on a true story that actually happened, but where he was punished for that. Apparently when that happened in the actual prison, he was rewarded for doing that. So,
oh, wow.
And that kind of weird, but that was based on an actual happening.
Andy Dufresne.
I did not know that, actually.
I did not know that.
So they wondered if they got that story from kind of historical records.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. It's a neat place. I mean, be a little bit.
It's not far.
I know. Well, I wonder how far is Mansfield.
It's in the middle of Ohio, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So it'd probably take about 4 hours or so to get there.
4 hours. Okay. Yeah.
It's close.
Just a guess.
Not bad. Well, road trip.
Ohio's a big road trip. It's a big state.
Yeah, well, it's wide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, trying to get here to Pennsylvania, it's like, good grief, man.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any more stories of anything? Or
I'm out.
I think we've covered a lot. A lot of good activity.
A plethora. Is that what you're saying?
Are you using my word?
I am.
Using my word, plethora?
Use my tapestry.
I will not use tapestry. That was good. I hope the Creepies enjoyed the Ohio State Reformatory / prison. So, I did want to say, and if you've said it already, then I apologize. You guys see how much it cost, to construct?
It was like a million something, wasn't it?
$1.3 million.
Shoo.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
In 18, whatever. Yeah. 90, whatever. Well, it was 1886 or something.
Yeah.
Wow. $1.3 million. So, and then they sold it for a dollar. That's great. Man, why didn't we buy that? why didn't we go to the auction?
A whole dollar.
$1.50. Sold, yes. All right, now what do we do with it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it'd be Mako headquarters for a while, I guess. And we just drive back. We have our on locations. On location.
On location,
yeah. Yeah. That's crazy, though. Yeah, $1.3 million. So, well, anyway, there you go, Creepies.
We'll just have to keep looking for a Mako headquarters. That's all.
Well, right now.
We are looking for a castle-esque place, though. You're right, with a tower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we get really huge, we'll have many.
Place for a pool.
Got to have a makeup
helicopter
pool.
Landing pad, tank pad, all these kind of things, right?
That's the basics.
That's right. mean,
you know.
Hello.
Okay, Sean, coming off of that
yes.
fun and interesting discussion, what do you got for us?
Middle-aged moment is what we're doing. Right. A couple reasons, I'll explain those as we go, but let's just get to it first. It's a song. It's fairly new to me. I think it's new. I don't honestly know when it was made, but I've been hearing it on the radio. It is by Talk. You ever heard of the band Talk?
No.
It's called Runaway to Mars. It is fantastic. If you have not heard it, I always say this, but go listen to it. It is definitely worth a listen. But it's Runaway to Mars. It says, your color's fading because I kept you waiting. It's a wild, wild world, and you're a wild, wild girl. Our sun's still shining, but it seems half the size, and it's a wild, wild world out there. Or out here, excuse me. Before my time runs out, what if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen? When I run away to Mars, I can't tell which way is home. I've been gone for so long. It's an empty world up here. I skip stones and wonder how long till I'm discovered. It's a quiet life up here. Before my time runs out, what if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen? When I run away to Mars, 3, 2, 1, I miss you. I'm sorry, I got issues. What if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen when I run away to Mars? Fairly basic, but the way they set this to music, and it sounds fantastic. But it is good. It's kind of weird. It touches on a couple things. It's that feeling of going to another level or, you know, like getting away from your life and all that kind of stuff. But it's funny because there's been so much alien talk. And I heard this morning and I'm like, I'm using that for the middle-aged moment. I even let William listen to it. And William who's a little bit picky sometimes with my music. He was like, I like that, Dad. That's cool. So I told my son, I'm using this tonight. And he's like, I think that's perfect. So I swear, and I don't know, you know, we joke about it and we're like, oh, there's going to be, you know, talk about aliens here one of these days, all these balloons and all this kind of stuff that's, you know, they've been shot down or whatever. And I can't go, you know, normally you see something about war or something about the, you know, weather or, you know, whatever the news story is of the day. But the last 2 days, it's been two days ago or yesterday. It was how to survive an alien invasion. And I'm like, this is the first news story that pops up. And I don't go to any weird fringe stuff. This is like normal news. And then the one today said, Senator warns people to lock their doors after closed door, you know, discussion about UFOs or whatever. And I'm like, are we losing our minds? So it's just funny that all this talk. But and my friend Zach, you know, who's been on the show, he said, if I see one more, he goes, I go and he works in the ER at St. Vincent's. And he said, if I see one more news story basically about, you know, this UFO stuff and all this talk, he's like, I feel like we're just in like a Hollywood blockbuster. He said, I'm waiting for Brad Pitt or, you know, somebody to walk around the corner. Hmm. It's like,
you know how much time I've given it all this.
Probably none. And you're a smart man for
about
that.
3 seconds, maybe.
See, this is what Zach said. Zach said it might
be longer than me.
Yeah. Zach that's said, just because of, yeah.
Here's exactly how he said it. He goes, so I must say it's pretty surreal as I walk into work and to see TVs on with the headline footage saying government looking into increased number of UFOs behind detected and shot down over the weekend has the feeling to the start of a big budget sci-fi movie. Keep waiting for Pullman, right, but rest in peace, Smith or Pitt to walk around the corner. I go, it's getting weird.
Yeah,
I don't even.
It's getting weird.
I don't even think about it. I mean, I just. I only think about it when I see a story on. I'm scrolling through, whatever Instagram or Facebook or something.
If,
and
if we're
TikTok.
Gonna have, if we're gonna have the government create some kind of a fake an alien invasion, man, this is like low budget. Let's give us some high budget stuff, right? Mm-hmm. we deserve that, right? So silly.
Yeah, I don't think about it at all.
No, even, good for you.
And when they,
it's just silly. It's crazy. That it's
I really
like,
don't care.
I mean, I don't particularly care for the news stories that halftime are on there anyway. But it's just it's very strange.
Until
for those
they
to
land
be.
In our backyard, I don't care.
I'm not going to give any major thought to the alien scenario until I see a flying saucer just hovering somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then I'll give some thought.
Solid proof. Okay, yeah, these are extraterrestrials.
I don't care what they're shooting down.
But the thing is, I mean, UFO doesn't necessarily pertain to extraterrestrial.
No, because what is it? It's an unidentified flying object.
Yeah, it's an unidentified thing.
Yeah.
So,
Unleash Area 51.
Everybody just takes it and runs with it, and it's like, okay, come on.
Well, it's funny that Jenna, I think it was Monday morning, Jenna said, she's not big for the news either. She and I both try to avoid it like the plague. But she said, she goes, part of the sun blew off. And I go, I'm sorry, what did you just say? She said, yeah, it comes up on her news feed. And she said, part of the sun blew off. And I said, what in the world? She goes, why would they report that? So, but it sounds like, I'm sure.
Solar flare or something.
Right. And that's what she said. She goes, it looks like they're worried about solar flares and all this stuff. And but you think, when you think part of the sun blew off, you're thinking of like half of it or most of it or something like that is what your imagination goes. But
detached
she, I said,
and now we have two suns.
It's probably something that happens all the time. We just, you know, I don't know. It's so crazy. Yeah. It's like, if you can't report, let's find something positive to report on, you know? Like,
well, both of you have two suns. You know, I got one. Yeah. That's one. One's enough for me.
It's a lot of suns.
Yeah. I have two suns. They think the world revolves around them.
Oh yeah,
and they blow apart from time to time. That's right.
I said yesterday at the dinner, I go, man, what's up with you, dude? Amy and I were like, you tired?
Yeah,
he's 12, and we're seeing that teenager come out of
evolving.
You know, and he's a sweet kid, nice, but because he's usually this isn't his demeanor. What's
Did you
going
say
on with
demon? Demonator.
Demon is coming out of the demeanor. Yeah. That's so right. I said, "What?" She's like, "What's going on?" But did you work? Oh, we ran a mile and a half today. Okay. Oh well, we did. I could be getting it wrong, but 20 push-ups and 10 pull-ups, or vice versa. Oh, okay. And I'm like, anybody? It's like that's why you're crabby. That's why you're grumpy. I mean, you're 12, man. You know. Mm-hmm. Sure, I'd be in traction, but other than that, I would.
That's right. Yeah. I still wouldn't be grumpy.
So you can be tired. You can be exhausted, but. Don't be crabby. Don't be grumpy. But yeah, he's just like, but yeah, he likes it. He can't wait to work. He loves working out. He likes doing it. But then I'm like, you better shape up, buddy. So
or ship out.
Shape up or ship out. That's right. So yeah, one son's enough for me. So
aliens are showing up. Army needs you.
We all. This is funny because we're having.
I don't know if they want.
We're having this discussion. We're gonna step outside and get. We're gonna get like dematerialized on our way out. Like, oh darn, it was right.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not, hey, and like Nate too, if if a UFO lands, or whatever they call them now, UAPs, and they land on my front yard, then okay.
Now here's,
I'll take notice.
Here's the other
I'll care a little bit.
The other funny picture I have in my head is the three of us walk outside, we get abducted, we're in a spaceship, and we're like, hey, where are we going? You know, is this on our list? And we probably annoy the crap out of the aliens so much they drop us off like at the end of the neighborhood.
What do you think? Should we take them back? Oh, yes, definitely.
These guys are not worth it.
They won't shut up.
Middle-aged and annoying. They're like, kick these guys off to the curb.
Does this thing have a hyperdrive?
Right?
Yeah.
Can I drive?
Yeah, what does this button do?
No,
don't
not
push that.
Not that button.
They eject them. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Or we could say, we have a list of places we want to go. Can you take us to the...
Right. Well, yeah, that'd be a quick way to go.
Can you take us to Skinwalker Ranch?
I bet they got connections.
Oh, we've been there so many times.
They got connections.
Well, we have
they vacation there.
Yeah, right. That's why.
That's funny.
Well, that was a good middle-aged moment.
Thank
no,
you.
No, I haven't. Who was it? Talk? I've never heard of
it. It's called Talk. Oh, we got
you pretty much come up with, not every time, but you come up with a lot of not mainstream groups and stuff,
well,
which is cool.
That's kind of what I listen to.
Yeah.
But you'd like this one, I promise.
Okay. All right. What we got next? Hey, second announcements.
We do have the second part of the announcements. You can follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Come join us. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Show ideas, merch orders, just tell us how you're doing. Catch our Tuesday Terror videos on all of our social media accounts. We are on all podcast listening apps. Hit the subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating review. Review our show if allowed by the app. Tell someone you know. Word of mouth means everything. Like I said, or even text or email the show to someone. That's a good idea. We sell cool merch, so go get you some, right? And then I got to get to the next page. Sorry, this is not scripted. It's not scripted. I remember all this stuff.
What's going on there?
We offer we offer sponsorship opportunities for our episode segments and our Tuesday Terror videos. Individuals and businesses are both welcome. Please email us for more information.
Good job, Sean.
Until I messed up.
Hey,
here I am.
Don't touch that button.
Do not touch the button. What, this button right there?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Anyway.
Vaporize all humanity.
If humanity is left up to us, we're screwed, guys.
I think we'll quit now.
Hey, at least we made it to our 100th episode, though, right?
We did. And
yeah, 102.
That's fun.
No, well, this one's 100.
I loved what Tim did with the Hillbilly Horror House. And
oh, where yes,
the, yes. Yes, and they made us into the zombies that were
I know.
Strapped to our chair. The deep voice, I was like, that's Nate. The annoying one was me.
The old grandpa one's me.
That, exactly.
Yeah, we're checking. Tim is clever and
that
very talented.
So that was
he
fun.
Does a great job. A little shout out to a Hillbilly Horror House.
Yeah,
Nate, you know what, man? Help us out, brother.
I'm feeling really reformed. How about you guys?
I'm not. I'm glad you are.
Well, that's a wrap.
That's a good one, Nate.
I like that one.
I'm glad you do. I think Sean and I are kind of helpless,
lost cause.
Yeah,
yeah, we're a little bit. Unreformable. But thank you for that.
Maybe you're a lost cause.
Eh? And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode number 102 and our discussion on the Ohio State Reformatory. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy. Auto. Uh-oh. I was going to say auto parts.
Hey, what are you doing there?
I was going to say auto parts.